when you're unsure, just take the next logical step by faith. Okay? How does the Bible tell us we're supposed to live? By faith. Okay? So we need to, even when we're unsure, just take the next logical step by faith. Turn your Bibles to Exodus 14. That's been our text as we go through this. Exodus 14. Look at one verse this morning, verse 15. Exodus 14:15. The Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go," what? Forward. Okay? That they go forward. So, let's have a quick review here for one moment. First rule we learned about Israel at the Red Sea, first principle we learned, is realize that God means for you to be where you are. Okay? Who led them directly to this place? God did. Okay? He led them directly to where He wanted them to be. Okay? Camping there on the side of on the seaside there, camping there and just enjoying their newfound freedom. But then we need to realize that we need to be more concerned for God's glory than for your relief. Okay? A lot of times what happens when we enter a trial? We just want to get out of the trial. Okay? But we need to be more concerned about God's glory. Because whatever we do, we're to do to what? The glory of God. So whatever we do to the glory of God. Number three, we do need to acknowledge our enemy, but we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Okay? Acknowledge your enemy, keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't keep your eye on your enemy, okay? But keep your eye on the Lord. Fourth rule, one word, very easy to remember. Pray. Okay? Pray. Sometimes we pray as the last resort. Number five, what we looked at last week, stay calm and confident and give God time to work. Okay? Stay calm and confident and give time for God to work. A lot of times we talked about certain people when they get into troubles and trials, they're like the proverbial chicken with its head cut off, right? And they're running all over the place and, you know, stay calm, you know. I love what Moses said, stand still. Fear not, stand still. Okay? And today, just when unsure, just take the next logical step by faith. Now, last week, we saw the concept of standing still and waiting on the Lord in verses 13 and 14. But this rule tells us to move on by taking the next logical step. Is that a contradiction? Thank you. Very assertive. No. No. Okay? It's not a contradiction. You know, because God told them to go forward. Stand still. Stop running around. Calm down. Give time for God to work. Now God is telling you what to do. Go forward. Okay? And by faith. Now, Scripture is very clear, and we're going to look at this today, our 3 points. Scripture is very clear that God provides for His children day by day. He leads us step by step, and He cares for us moment by moment. Okay? So God is with us all the time, every step we would make, wherever we go. We need to remember that. A lot of times we forget that. A lot of times we feel deserted by God. And a lot of times we feel that God has left us. But often what is happening is our mind is focused on the wrong thing. You know, our mind is focused on our enemy rather than the Lord. So day by day. First point today, day by day. I have a quote here by Isabel Kuhn. Anybody ever hear about Isabel Kuhn? Any read anything by her? If you have not read anything by Isabel Kuhn, you need to, okay? Isabel Kuhn was her and her husband, children were missionaries to China with China Inland Mission. They were in China pre-World War II. If you know anything about China pre-World War II, who was fighting the Chinese at that time? The Japanese were, okay? So they enter their mission field. They were from Canada. They enter a mission field that's already a war zone, okay? So then, wonderful stories of God's provision, you know, through that time. And then after World War II, the Communist Rebellion of China, guess where they still are? In China, okay? And so, you know, World War II is over, back to the mission field, now the Communists take over. Her and her husband go to Thailand, spend a couple of years there, dies of cancer. So if anybody would know about following the Lord step by step, day by day, in difficult situations, her. And here is her and her husband. And here is a question. Here is a statement from her. I found that if we go as far as we can, God often opens up the rest of the way. When you go as far as you can, when you do all that you can, trust God for the rest, and guess what He does? He opens up the way. This book and many of our other books are filled with accounts of the way that God does. Day by day, okay? So, think about this for a moment. On the despairing shores of the Red Sea, the Israelites couldn't see what was in the distance. They couldn't see what was in the distance. From where they were, okay, there on the shores of the Red Sea, could they see the promised land? God tell them He would lead them to the promised land? Yep. Could they even see the opposite shore? I don't think so. Okay? I don't think so. But the Lord gave them a very simple plan. Two words. Go forward. Now, ask you a question. How much sense did that make? Didn't make any earthly sense at all. Okay? Go forward. Right? I don't know. Yes, God wants us to drown. I don't know what was going through their mind, but you know, the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Go forward. No. It's very there's so much in the Scripture that is very easy to understand, isn't it? How hard is it to understand go forward? Not hard at all. But even simple commands sometimes can be what? Difficult. You're afraid, you know? Just do this. But and then you hear this. But how often are we guilty of that? But Lord, You don't know my situation. Go forward. Just take the next logical step. Let's think about this day by day. Look at Luke chapter 11. Chapter 11, Luke's recording for us of the Lord's Prayer. Love verse 1, where His disciples say unto Him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And He, of course, starts in verse 2, but look at verse 3. "Give us day by day our daily bread." Of course, this was in a very different time than we live today, but we still need to trust God for our day-by-day provision. They lived in a day before BJ's and Sam's Club and refrigeration and freezers and canned food. We don't have to, thank God, worry so much about where's today's food going to come from. There's still a lot of people in the world who still do. Philippines, they still have those markets that people go to. I'm going to the market with a family I was staying with, and feet hanging out in the open. No refrigeration. Flies all over it. Waves the flies away, chops the meat off. My host brings it home and cooks it, and I pray, come it. Thank the Lord. But day by day, so we have to trust God for His day by day care and provision. Okay? Does God ever change? He promised that He would care for us every single day. Is that still a promise that's good for today? Of course it is. Day by day, every day. Trust God. He's going to care for you. These are things that we need to remember so that we can live by faith. Trust God today. He's the one who led us here. He knows my situation. He knows my enemy. I've prayed to Him. I've calmed my heart down. Now it's time to move. A lot of times when difficult things happen, it is tough to get back on the saddle, if you will. A loved one dies. Sickness happens. You're starting to get better. You just need to start doing life again. Take the next logical step. What did you do all along prior to that? It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Excuse me. Chapter 4, verse 16. For what cause we faint not, okay, we need to stop having our fainting spells. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Okay, what's happening to our outward man every day? Getting older, it's perishing. Getting more creaky, getting more sore. You find out, you have pains in places in your body you never even thought about before. Well, I had that muscle before. Something a little different one day, and the next day you're paying for it. Every day our outward man is perishing. But what should be happening to our inward man? Day by day. What should be happening according to this verse? And sometimes He leads us into difficult situations that help us to grow. And sometimes the only way we can grow is in... What do we learn about God when we're in impossible places? What do we learn about God? How great He is. How mighty He is. How powerful He is. Now, Israel had just seen God work marvelously in all of the plagues, the 10 plagues, and how He led them out. And their faith is tested right away, tremendously. Go forward. But Lord, there's a ocean. Go forward. When we think of this day by day, plotting is better than plotting when it comes to finding God's will. You know what I mean? Just plot along. Just little by little. Rather than, you know, plotting things out and planning, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And I'm not saying that's bad. But you know, even when we make our plans, you know what we have to do? Enact those plans. And we need to take that first step. First step. There's a wonderful song in our hymn book called Day by Day. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. I was privileged, both my grandparents are with the Lord now, privileged to do the renewal of their wedding vows when they were married 60 years. And I asked them, how did you get to 60 years? Both of them said, wake up, you live the next day, and the next thing you know, boom, 60 years. But just day by day, just keep plodding. Just keep plodding. You know, just take that next step. Sometimes we grow in leaps and bounds, but sometimes we grow up just little by little. Day by day. The one thing to remember is when unsure, just take the next logical step, just day by day. Number two, step by step. Isabel Kuhn also said, how it pays to take one step at a time, but notice the qualifier, with God. Take one step at a time with God. How do we learn to walk? You know, one step. All of us, when our kids or our grandkids are learning, that first step, it might only have been one step, but it was a step that they never took before. You know? Step by step by step. How do we get anywhere today? One step at a time. One step. So when facing any trial, friends, when facing any testing, when facing any problem, make up your mind to prayerfully take the next logical step. The next logical step by faith. A lot of times people struggle in their faith. What do I do? Here's a practical example. Sunday morning, for anybody who's a believer, no matter how you're feeling, unless you're very sick, about that, but you're down, you're depressed, you're going through a trial, what's the next logical step to take? Find your way to church. That's what God's people do. That's the next logical step. Wake up in the morning and you're not feeling good. You're going through this terrible trial. And all mornings prior to that testing, with your coffee or your tea or whatever you drink, always sit down with your Bible. What's the next logical step? Sit down. Just take that next logical step. Sometimes to get out of the quagmires we're in because of trials and whatnot, all we need to do is take little steps. We're looking for this great deliverance. You know, we're looking for the helicopter with the blinking lights and the ladder that comes down and all the sirens and, woo, you know, you got a big problem. Let me help you. And a lot of times it's just a little step. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. A lot of times we want to see the end of this trial, right? Oh, when is this going to be over? You know, I've been in this trial for 3 minutes now. When is it going to be over? We want to see the end of it. And we can't see the end of it, but we can see what lies clearly at hand. Look at Genesis 24. Our good friend who's with the Lord, Bill Smith, always mentioned this verse. Genesis 24:27, Eleazar speaking, and he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master." Bill would always say, "I want to be in the Lord's way." But here's Eleazar, you know, not wanting to be in a way as an obstacle, but in the way in which the Lord was leading. And just be in that way, on that road, you know, in the way following our shepherd. He leads us in paths of righteousness for His name. Even though we walk through the valley of what? Shadow of death. So be in that way. Look at Psalm 119, 105. You all know this verse, but we forget it. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." How much light does God give us through His word? Enough for the what? The next step. Not a floodlight. Okay? Not a floodlight. You know, that's the kind of... You heard this joke, right? What kind of lights did Noah have on the ark? Floodlights? But anyway, it's not floodlights where, you know, the whole... God just floods our whole pathway with light. But God gives us just enough light for the next step. And you know, we just need to trust Him for that. You know, when the Lord got a hold of my life and began working in my life to just being faithful day by day, and started a young adults ministry in our home Friday nights, and that ministry was growing, and God was using that ministry. And you could have asked me back then, living room with all those young people, if you would have asked me, you know, you think you'll, what are you going to do when you're in Hill, New Hampshire in 2021? Or heard of Hill, New Hampshire? Lived in New Hampshire. Lived up north, in the mountain, and Dad called me up one day and said, "Did you ever hear of Hill, New Hampshire?" I said, "No. Probably never heard of Hill Village Bible Church." I said, "No. Pastor, sit here, call this man," and it was this church. Never, no. But how do you get from Old Bridge, New Jersey, to Hill, New Hampshire, via, you know, Pine Island, New York, Twin Mountain? You know, you follow God one day at a time. You're going to be where He wants you to be. God opened up the way. Look at Matthew 6. Matthew 6:34. "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." You know, we need to live today. We need to just take that next logical step today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's not here. We may be in heaven tomorrow. Amen? You know? You don't have to worry about tomorrow. The Lord will take care of that. But every day, while it's today, care about the things of the day. Step by step, when you don't know what to do next, cast out fear and seek for the next step. Trust God for guidance in small increments. Sometimes we're looking for the grand. Now, God is going to do grand things here for them, but what did He want them to do first? Start walking. Start walking. Take small steps. If you can't see what lies dimly in the distance, do what is clearly at hand. What I have to do. So, day by day, step by step, last point, moment by moment. So, think about this. At the moment of their greatest need, God parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel. They had to take their first hesitant steps to the midst of the parted waters. I'm sure they were very timid steps, testing the floor beneath their feet. You know, I'm sure they were. Imagine this. The wall of water to their left and to their right. Fish that they were looking at. Think about that fish bowl. Huh? Think about that as they come to this impossible situation. Excuse me. God just says, move forward. He's parted the waters. Go. Go. Do what you can. They found a highway of hope. One that had been, they had to travel step by step, moment by moment. How did they get to the other side? Step by step. Watching God do what was impossible and clearly making a way of escape for them. By following God's will isn't a matter of unveiling, but unfolding. You know what I mean by that? It's not God suddenly, hey, you're going to be on the other side. Look at this, coming attractions. But it's an unfolding. Led them out of Egypt. Down on them hard to kill them. Okay? At first they just rid them of their land. Now they're coming to kill them. But there's a sea in front of them. God parts the sea. And God does the miraculous to deliver them from their trial. Every time God leads us to the other side, friends, it is miraculous. Some miracles are greater than others, but it is miraculous. And God is doing a work in our life. God's will isn't necessarily a matter of unveiling, but of unfolding. We know when we want to find out God's word, God's will for us, we go to God's word, and there are things that are common for all believers in God's will. He desires for us to become more Christ-like, you know. He desires for us to fellowship with Him, to draw nigh unto Him. He desires for all of us to share the gospel, disciple and make disciples. This is God's will for all of us. But there's also God's will for us individually. And how do we know what that will is? Day by day, step by step. Look at Proverbs 3. Very familiar passage, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's what we're told here to do first. Not unto your own understanding. What would Israel's understanding be? Go into the water? Would that have been their natural understanding? The way of escape is in the sea? That wouldn't have been their natural understanding. So acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. And sometimes those steps, that path is through the Red Sea. Sometimes it's on the Sea of Galilee in a great storm. A great storm. You're a seasoned fisherman, and you've been in lots of storms. But this one, this is the storm to end all storms, and you're all going to die. Walking on the waters of those storms. Are you trusting in the boat? Got to keep the boat empty. As long as Peter was looking at the Lord, what was he doing? Possible. Eyes off the Lord. Again, these things are another song in our hymnal. Never a trial that he is not there. Never a burden that he does not bear. Never a sorrow that he does not share. Moment by moment. A.T. Pearson said this. Says, I quote, "To go as I am led, to go when I am led, go where I am led, is that which has been for 20 years. Lord, I just want to, as you lead me, I want to go. When you lead me, I want to go. Where you lead me, I want to go." Romans 1:17, the Bible say, "The just shall live by faith." Moment by moment, step by step, inch by inch, just trusting God every step we take. Hebrews 11, very familiar passage again. Faith, now verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Okay? Could Israel... Now, what were they hoping for? Deliverance. Okay? And it's the evidence of things not seen. Did Israel see the highway that God had prepared for them? No. There. Look at verse 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please them." I'm sure if I asked everybody, you know, by a raise of hands, how many people here want to please God? I hope you would all raise it. How do we please God? Faith, right? Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. "He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently." Not only does He reward us with salvation when we come to know Him as our Savior, but He rewards our life as we faithfully follow Him, and there is deliverance, and there is all of these circumstances that come into our life where we see God move miraculously, and then, I'm getting ahead of myself, but we see God destroy our enemy. Whatever that enemy may be at the time. Never to see it again. God can do this. Friends, take things day by day. Oh, a lot of times we've got all these things. All this stuff. Married, and you want to do this, and you that. That's all great and good. How do you get there? Moment by moment, step by step. Think about any given day in your life. Okay, let's think about. Fine, just think about a bad day. So you woke up, day started pretty good, right? You take the next step, moment by moment. Things are going good. But then you get that phone call. Day drastically changes. So what do? You just need to trust God, sometimes even moment. Just when you don't know what to do, just do what logically comes next. Not rocket science. A lot of times when people get severely depressed, what do? Nothing. Around. What has happened this past year and a half to so many people because they've been locked up in their house. What has happened? Not good things. People don't want, people are afraid. Are afraid to take that next logical step. I may get COVID. That is what fear can do to us. Not saying that we need to throw all caution to the wind. I am not saying that. Logical step. I don't know what you're going through. Some of you I do, some I don't. Trust God to lead you step by step, day by day. Realize, number one, God means for you to be where you are. It was not a mistake. If you went somewhere where God didn't want you to go, God turns situations and means them for our, makes them for our what? Our good. God wants you. God knows where you are. He's led you there. Be more concerned about God's glory. You know what this does? It takes our mind off ourselves. It takes our mind off ourselves and our situation. It's our eyes on God. Lord, I want to glorify you. Acknowledge your enemy, but keep your eyes on the Lord. You know, Pharaoh's coming. All his chariots. We can hear the rumble. We can see the dust. You know, we can hear war cries. We can hear all that. Acknowledge him, but keep your eyes on the Lord. Pray. Pray. Alone, pray with others, but pray. Stay calm and confident. Give God time to work. Logical step by step. Next week, rule number 7, we'll envision God's enveloping presence. God do a miraculous thing with the kind of glory, the cloud, you know. Other things, you know, they saw God's visible presence. Have something better. We have God's. They saw God's, you know, the Shekinah glory.